All right. As we continue exciting sugyas in Daf Chafei Amud Aleph. So yesterday we started the Palgimei Dibura sugya, and we discussed the first primary issue in Palgimei Dibura, which is the concept of Palgimei Dibura versus Palginon Ne'emanus, where the Rashba holds Palgimei Dibura is very literal. You have to take the phrase and cut the phrase. And the Debuta says, no, it's about taking the concept, the ideas that the guy is presenting to you, and splitting that, believing some of those ideas, not believing all of those ideas. Rav Elchanan has the second very important issue in the discussion of Palgimei Dibura in Kovei Tza'aros, which is Rav Elchanan's sefer on the Rashba in Maseches Yevamos. Very interesting that he decided to write a sefer on the Rashba in Yevamos. But that's how he established Kovei Tza'aros. But a lot of fascinating chidushim in Kovei Tza'aros. All of Rav Elchanan's sefer are called Kovei something. It's Kovei Shiurim, Kovei Ma'amarim, Kovei Biurim. So this is Kovei Tza'aros. I think this is the only one he actually wrote. The others were written by Talmidim, I think. I'm not sure. Certainly Kovei Shiurim was written by Talmidim. I think Kovei Ma'amarim may have also been written by Talmidim, or at least taken from notebooks later on. But anyway, in Kovei Tza'aros, he discusses the following Machlokas Rishonim. It's not an easy read in Kovei Tza'aros. I don't know how many of you tried it. It's not an easy read at all. I'll try to present it more clearly. I don't want to say more clearly than he does, but, you know, more clearly than he does. So let's try to present the issue that he's discussing. He claims there is a Machlokas Rishonim about the general concept of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha, the fact that a person is not allowed to make himself a Rasha. And that Machlokas, he says, is what are the mechanics of Ein Adam Meisim Atzmo Rasha? Why is it that a person cannot make himself a Rasha? Is it because a person is by definition a karov etzel atzmo, he's related to himself, and by making himself a rasha and making him pasul le'edus, it turns out that he was made on himself, and you're not allowed to be made on yourself, just like a karov is not allowed to be made for another karov. I mean, if I come to Beis Din, even though my intention is not to be made against myself, I'm being made against the other guy. So what am I saying? That or a fellow comes to Beis Din, let's not make him me, because I don't like to talk about me in these terms, but a fellow comes to Beis Din, he says that he slept with another man's wife, right? So he was Baal Eish HaSish. So this fellow is not coming to be made about himself, he's coming to be made about this man's wife. That's what he's really being made about. But in the process, he's saying something about himself, which if we believe it, will pasulim le'edus. So we view that as if he's being made on himself. And he can't be made on himself. He's not believed to be made on himself. Ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. Therefore, we're not going to believe himself. Because if we would believe it, it would turn out that his edus was really edus on himself. It would really be edus that passed him la edus. And we can't have a person be a karov by himself. So he can't be naman. So that's one possibility. That it's a din of karov. Ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. You're a karov to yourself, so you can't say something that will cause us to pasul you le'edus. Therefore, we're just going to close our ears and pretend you didn't say it whenever you say anything that's going to pasul you le'edus. The other possibility is that it has nothing to do with a din karov. It's a special din that a person is not able to make himself a rasha, not because of korva, just a different din that you're not allowed to be marshia yourself. You're not allowed to make yourself wicked, to make yourself evil. Nothing to do with being made about yourself. You're not even being made about yourself. You're being made about that Eish HaSish, that she slept with somebody, that somebody happened to have been you. But you're not being made about yourself, you're being made about her. So it's not about being made about yourself, it's that any time you try to say something that's going to reflect negatively on you, we don't listen to it. We don't believe you. A separate din, not about edus of a karov. It's not that I'm a karov to myself and therefore I can't be made about myself. No, I'm being made about somebody else, but I can't implicate myself. It's a din of no self-implication. Yeah?
Just threw up the second reason, that maybe it was established specifically because people wouldn't show up otherwise. So they made
like in American law, you have such a, right? Isn't there something like that? What's it called? I don't know. You have some sort of right against self, whatever. Yeah, so it could be. What we would need to figure out, is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabanan? Svaras would only work if it's, you know, would be more meaningful if it were a din d'rabanan. We could say that's why they did it. If it's a din d'oraisa, then, you know, we can guess why, you know, what the wisdom of the Torah is, but never really fully grasp it. This second side, that it's just a din, not a din kurva, just a din that you can't be marshia yourself. So how does the Gemara say it? The Gemara says, what does the Gemara say in general? And the Gemara talks about Eino de Mesim Atzma Rasha. So what does the Gemara say? Rava L'Taymei Da'ama Rava. He doesn't just say Eino de Mesim Atzma Rasha. What does he say? Adam Karo Veitzal Atzmo Ve'Eino de Mesim Atzma Rasha. So you see where the first tzad gets the idea from. Yeah, why can't he be Mesim Atzma Rasha? The Gemara introduces, because an Adam is Karo Veitzal Atzmo. He's a karov to himself, so therefore he can't make himself a rasha, because that's like he's being made on himself. That makes sense. But according to the second side, that has nothing to do with kurva. It's just a separate din. Ein adam eis matzma rasha. So why do we introduce it with the phrase adam karov etzel atzmo? It's got nothing to do with being a karov etzel atzmo. So that's the kasha in the second side. Rav Elchanan raises this kasha. And he explains, based on a Ravid quoted by the Rush in the beginning of Maseches Makos. In Maseches Makos, Perek Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel, the Ravid quoted by the Rush asks, how can we ever say Palgina and Dibura? How can you ever believe part of what someone says? We have a rule in Halacha that flies in the face of Palgina and Dibura. What's that rule? Eidos Shebatla Miktsasa, Batla Kula, that whenever you're Mevatel part of an Eidos, the whole Eidos goes away. You mevatel the Eidos in its entirety. You can't believe part of an Eidos. So isn't Palgina Dibura a direct contradiction to Eidos Shabbat L'Muktasa Bat L'Kula? So if we're going to be mevatel the chelik of the Eidos that he's made on himself, we should be mevatel the other part of the Eidos as well. We shouldn't believe anything he says. So the Ravid answers that Eidos Shabbat L'Muktasa Bat L'Kula, we say only when there was Eidos that was then nisbatel. When there was Eidos, that for some reason we then didn't believe. But someone who's Nogea when someone is Nogea be'Eidos, it's not Eidos psula, it's not Eidos at all. A guy doesn't have a Torah's aid at all. When a person is made about himself, it's not that he's saying Eidos that's pasul, he's saying something that's not Eidos at all, because he's not an aid. He doesn't even have a shame aid. He's not even included in Eidos. And therefore, says the Ravid, we don't say Eidos Shabbat L'Muktasa Bat L'Kula. We're not going to say Eidos Shabbat L'Muktasa Bat L'Kula unless you're dealing with an aid. An aid comes to Beis Din and he says, as Rav Shachter said, he was once at a conference where they were discussing medical halacha, and someone said, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik himself. This was after Soloveitchik died, when everyone could feel comfortable saying whatever they want in his name. So someone got up and said, I heard from Rav Soloveitchik that you're allowed to violate any issue in the Torah in order to do a cornea transplant, because a blind person is like a mace, and it's pikuach nefesh, and therefore you're allowed to do any issue in the Torah whatsoever that you want. To do a cornea transplant, because it's pikuach nefesh, except for the three Yahar Gval Yavars, you're saving a life by making a person able to see again. And I also heard from Rav Soloveitchik that brain death is real death, that when a person is brain dead, that you could pull the plug on him, that he's considered to be totally dead. So Rav Shachter said, I immediately thought to myself, Eidos Shabbat L'Muktasa Bat L'Kula. No one's sure exactly what Rav Soloveitchik held about brain death. There's big disputes amongst his Talmidim what he held about brain death. But we do know that the idea that a summa is kemes is an agadata, and we don't learn halacha from agadata. So there's no way that he ever would have said such a thing, that automatically becomes pikuach nefesh, because a blind man is like that. So Shach said, Eidos Shabbat L'Muktasa Bat L'Kula. He's made in the name of Rav Soloveitchik. One thing that I know for sure Rav Soloveitchik didn't say, so then I can't trust anything else he says. That's Eidos Shabbat L'Muktasa Bat L'Kula. When you're saying two things, you are an aid, you're reporting something, what you're saying is Eidos, but then we find out that half of what you're saying is a lie. So then we don't accept anything that you say, even the half that we haven't yet found out is a lie. We reject it all. But if I'm saying something about myself and something else about and something else about somebody else, yeah, I'm not believed about this stuff about myself, not because Eidos Shabbat L'Muktasa. Now the Eidos isn't Batel, it's that there never was Eidos. It's about myself, it's not Eidos. By definition, I don't have a shame aid. When you're an Ogeya, when you're a Karov, you're not an aid. So that's why what you say about yourself is not accepted. And that's what we're going to say, Palgina Dibura. I say that man says that Ploni Ba'al Ishti, he's believed about Ploni, not about Ishti, because he's a Karov. He can't say anything about Ishto. He's not allowed to speak about his own wife. He's not even an aid at all. So one second. So says Rav Elchanan, why, according to the Shita, that according to the shita that holds that that eino de mesa matzma rasha is a din miyuchad that you're not allowed to make yourself a rasha has nothing to do with being a karov. So why does the Gemara first introduce by saying Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo? Why does Rava have to say Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo? What does that have to do with it? So he said, no, it's exactly what the Gemara is trying to do is it's trying to establish that because he's a Karav Eitzel Atzmo, meaning he's a Nogea Be'edos, he's not an aid, and therefore, since Ein Adam Mesem Atzmo Rasha, we can't be Mekabel his Eidos that he's made to be possible himself, but the rest of the Eidos, which is not Nogaya to him, we can accept, because he is an aid for the rest of the Eidos. Meaning, why can't you be a Rasha? Why can't you make yourself a Rasha? Not because of Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo. But why don't we say Eidos Shabbat L'Maksas Abad L'Kula? Once we know that you can't make yourself a Rasha because there's such a din that you're not allowed to be Marshia yourself, why don't we say Eidos Shabbat L'Maksas Abad L'Kula? So that the Gemara is saying Adam Karav Eitzel Atzmo. Because you're a Karav Eitzel Atzmo, it's not going to be to enter into the discussion of Eidos Shabbat L'Maksas Abad L'Kula. Because when you're a Karav to yourself, you're not an aid at all on yourself. So it doesn't even begin the discussion of Eidos Shabbat L'Maksas Abad L'Kula. That's how Rav Elchanan explains the language of the Gemara according to this side of the Chakira. Yeah?
It just sounds like you're saying that it's because of Karav. Yeah, I don't see the real difference.
The actual psul, the reason that you're not believed, the reason that you're not believed about yourself is not because of Karov. It's because you're just not believed to make yourself a Rasha. Why are you believed about the other half? You are believed about the other half because the fact that you weren't believed about yourself doesn't affect the other half, since you're not even an aid about yourself in the first place. So it's, I think that's how you explain it. Yeah.
Case that where a guy, let's say, says, I slept with Tanisha Sish, you know, in order to make her, in order to mess her over, and the case that you just said with Saul Jacek, could you say Pagani Dibor applies differently to both cases? Because the case with Rav Saul Jacek, with Saul Jacek, it's two separate things he's saying. He's saying, I heard this, and I also heard this on a completely different topic.
Correct. Yeah, those. And it wasn't really Eidos. It was just a man getting up at a conference. So,
let's say something like that happened as Eidos.
Right.
That's like two separate topics.
Yeah, that would be two separate Eidos. You probably would not say Eidos about the Mitzvahs about the Kula on that. Yeah, that was just using that as an example of where you see that the guy was a real aid. It's just that you found him to be not credible on one of his claims. But you're right, they're two totally separate issues, and therefore would have the status of two separate eduyos. You probably would not say Eidos Shabbat L'Maksas Abad L'Kula. That's correct. Yeah.
I still understand the answer to this question. Why the, like, how Karov doesn't fit into a different din?
So saying the fact that you're a Karov is not the reason that you can't make yourself a Rasha. Because after all, you're not being made about yourself. So it's not an issue of Eidos on yourself that you're not believed on. The fact that the reason you're not allowed to make yourself a Rasha is it's a din mesuyim. You're not allowed to make yourself a Rasha. You have the right to protect yourself from self-incrimination. Where does Karov come in? Once I have the right to protect myself from self-incrimination, so you're not going to believe that I slept with the married woman, well then why do you accept the other half? Whatever happened to Eidos Shabbat L'Maksas Abad L'Kula? Why do you accept the fact that she slept, that she as a married woman slept with another man? So the reason you accept that, the reason you don't say the Shabbat L'Maksas about Lukula is because of Karov. That's what Adam Karov Eitzelatz was, because I am a Karov to myself. Now, that's not the reason that you didn't accept me in the first place, but because I'm a Karov to myself, then that's why you're not going to say the Shabbat L'Maksas about Lukula. I hear what he's saying, meaning once you're relying on Korva anyway, so why not just say that the fact that you're a Karov to yourself is the reason for both? Is the reason for the that you're not going to be believed about yourself, and the reason that you're yes going to be believed about the other person.
Could it make it seem like the different din idea doesn't, we don't need it, it's still not necessary.
Right. It seems like it's unnecessary, exactly. That's a good point. That's a very good point. We have to read over Rav Elchanan again. That's a good point. Okay, so let's go back to this chakira. What is The idea of inad mismas Rasha, is it a din of korva, or is it a din of a din mislim that you're not allowed to make yourself a Rasha? You have the right to protect yourself from self-incrimination. So nafkamina would be, says Rav Elchanan, there are certain eduyos where a karov is kosher, where a karov is allowed to be made. In those cases, would you be allowed to be mismas Rasha? Would you be believed to make yourself a Rasha on those cases where a karov is kosher? So if it's a din karov, so then whenever a karov is accepted, so then that would be accepted as well. So where do we find this nafkamina? Where do we ever find such a case where a karov is accepted, where you're going to have a discussion or a machlokes, whether a person is believed to make himself a rasha? There was a me'iri in Yevamos, daf mem zayin amud aleph, quotes machlokes about the ne'emanus of a father in the din of yakir. The din of Yakir is that a father is believed to describe the status of his child. He can say, Bini zeh, this son of mine is a Kohen. This son of mine is, whatever it is, he's believed about his child. So what if he says, Bini zeh ben Grusha? Mr. Kohen walks into Beis Din, he has a son, little Kohen, and they say, oh, little Kohen, he's a Kohen. So the father says, no, he's not. I married a Grusha, and he's the son of that Grusha, therefore he's a Chalal, he lost the status of Kahuna. So, is he believed? Is he believed about that? Why? What does he say? Why is this related to the Mesa Masma Rasha? He's saying he did the Aver of marrying a Grusha. Now, he's believed about the kid, right? Is he believed about himself? Are we going to say Enod de Mesa Masma Rasha? What? No, but it's Mechal of his children, and instead it's he violated Lo Saseh. Right? So it was he believed about himself that he violated Lo Saseh, which would pass him Le'edos, right? So.
What's the difference to be believed or not?
What?
What's the difference to be believed?
Will he be Pasal Le'edos, let's say, in general, in the future? Do we view him as a Navarian? Do we give him, do we give him Shlishi? Not Shlishi. Oh, I guess we'll give him Kohen anyway, but whatever it is, do you honor him at the shul dinner? I don't know. So the Me'iri quotes Machlokas about the Ne'emanus of the father in regards to Yakir when he says Beniza ben Grusha ben Chalutza, is the fact that the father is believed only if he says Shogeg Hayisi, only if he says, yeah, this child's mother was a Grusha. I had no idea. I married her thinking she was single. Turns out that she was a Grusha. But Nevuch, my child is a Ben Grusha now. Now, in that case, he's not Mesa Matzma Rasha. Do you say that's where the Ne'emanus is? Only if he says Shogeg HaYisi? Or even if he says Mezid HaYisi? Even if he says, I did it B'Mezid, I married a Grusha, I did the Avera, and this child was the result. So the Yisod of the Machlokas is this Chakira. If the fact that he knows the Mesa Matzma Rasha is because a person is a Karov Etzel Atzmo, so that doesn't work by the believability of the father, Midin Yakir. The Torah believes a father, Midin Yakir, even though he's a Karov. Right? Yakir means you're allowed to say what the status of your child is. So even if you are a Karov, you could say what the status of your child is. So it's not Petorus Eidos, it's Petorus Ne'amonus. The Torah gives you Ne'amonus about the status of your child. But if it's a din Musuyam that has nothing to do with the din of Karov, it's just that a person can never make himself a Rasha. So it could be that that's true by the Ne'emanus of Yakir also. So let's say it again. Man comes to court, says, my son is Ben Grusha. My son is Ben Grusha. Well, how did he get that way, sir? Because I married a Grusha. Okay, did you do it on purpose? Did you do it b'shogeg? If he says, I did it on purpose, is he believed? If he says, I did it b'shogeg, for sure he's believed. Because he's not being Mesa Matzma Rasha, and he's believed. He has Ne'emanus about the child. If he says, I did it on purpose, is he believed? If he says, I did it on purpose, is he believed? Machlokas Rishonim. Me'iri quotes two deos in Rishonim. What's that machlokas about? So, Rav Elchanan says, the machlokas is about, how does Eino D'Mesa Matzma Rasha work? If Eino D'Mesa Matzma Rasha works, that it's Psul of Karov, well, by Yakir, there is no Psul of Karov. There's a special din in the Torah that you're believed about your son. There's no Psul of Karov. It's a din that you have Ne'emanus. And therefore, you should even be believed in this case where you said, I've been mazed, married a divorcee, and here's my child. And you should be believed about that. Forget about yourself. You're right. The guy by yourself doesn't really have any nafkin, but about the child. You can be believed that you married a Grusha on purpose, and that child is going to be pasul. So if the whole din of Eino D'Mesa Matzma Rasha is a din of Korva, over here there's no pasul of Korva. But if the din of Eid al Mesa Masvah Rasha is a din in just Stamadin that you're not allowed to implicate yourself, we're never going to believe you to implicate yourself, well then we're not going to believe you here either. You're not going to be believed in Yakir. Yakir is only when you say that you didn't do an Avera when you were Bishogeh. But if you say you did it B'mezid, then Yakir, all bets would be off. Yakir would not apply. That would be the Nafkamina. That would be the Nafkamina between these two Tzadim. What if you have a case where Korv is not really a Psul? And here you actually have it. You have a Machlokas Rishonim in just such a case. But a person says Yakir. That's the Nafkamina that Rav Elchanan points out. Yeah?
Why can't you say Pagad Dibruv here and say you're carved yourself for that part, but not for child?
Because over here it's the same. Because it's your child. So there's no way to split it. Meaning it's not even logically possible to split it. Because if he's your kid, he, you know, yeah.
I'm not sure what's this far to say that he would be believed in this case.
That he would be believed to say he's Mazin? Because if you say the whole reason you're not believed to be Mesa Matsumo Russia is because you're a Karov, by Yakir, there's a special din in Yevamos called Yakir that you're allowed to say what your child is, even though he's your kid. He's a Karov. Torah gives you Ne'amanus. There is no Psul of Kurva. You're allowed, you're just believed. You're granted that Ne'amanus by the Torah.
So maybe this case isn't a good Nafkamina because it's a special.
No, but that's why it's a Nafkamina. Because if it's a din in Ne'amanus, well, if it's a din of Korva, rather, well, over here, there is no Psul of Korva, so then the whole din shouldn't apply. But if it's a din, a special din of Eid al-Mesa Mas Rasha, that you're always protected from self-incrimination, so that protection should apply here also.
And then your son isn't.
Right. Right. Rav Elchanan also quotes Kash of Tosos and Bamitziah Dav Gimlam and Beis. There's a mission, Krisos and Daf Yud Aleph, where there's a machlokas between the Chachamim and Remeir. If two guys say to somebody, you ate chalev, that food you just ate, it's chalev, you're chayev to bring a karban. We know you did a bishogeg, we know it was an accident, you thought it had no you on it, whatever. You ate chalev, and you have to bring karban. And the guy says, what are you talking about? Lo achalti. I didn't eat any chalev, I don't have to bring karban. So Rav Meir says he's chayev to bring karban, the chum say pater. What's the normal circumstance where you bring karban? Well, how does it happen? How are we mechayev you karban? What? So if someone told you not to do it and then you did it, then you wouldn't bring carbon. Why? That's the definition of mazid, right? Definition of mazid is you got hasra right before and then you did it. So what's a typical example where I bring carbon? Carbon is usually carbon chatos when I do something b'shogeg. So how does shogeg happen? No, usually it's not edim. I realize, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. That food I ate, I can't believe it. I ate at the Trefa restaurant. I ate chalev. So as a good Jew, I didn't have a b'shogeg. I wanna make up for it. So I go bring karban. Karbanos typically don't involve edim at all. It involves my own admission that I did something, and I can then go bring a karban. Right? That's typically the way it works. Here you have the opposite case. The guy is not admitting anything. He's saying, I didn't eat the chalev. But there are edim that say, we know you didn't mean to, and we didn't warn you, but we saw you ate the chalev. So bring a carbon, yeah? He wouldn't get the onesh midaraisa. I don't think he can bring carbon, though, if he does mezid without as well. I don't think he's a bar kapara. I don't think the kapara of the carbon would work. So Ramey holds he's chayiv a carbon in that case. Chum say you put from carbon in that case. Two edim say you chayiv. The guy denies it. Machlokes Ramey and Chum. The Chum say, why you putter? Because the guy could have said, you're right, I ate it. I ate it b'mezid. If they said, you ate it, and we think you ate it b'shogeg, so bring carbon, he could have said, I ate it b'mezid. And then what would be the din? Nothing. He wouldn't get the onesh of misa because he never got asra. Right? He wouldn't get, which is exactly what Jason was saying, he wouldn't be chayiv a carbon, because you only get to bring carbon if you do it b'shogeg. So he could have said, mezid a yisi, and then he would not have had to bring carbon, because the mezid doesn't bring carbon. So since he could have said that, when he says shogeg ha'yisi, he doesn't have to bring carbon either. I'm sorry, when he says I didn't do it at all, he doesn't have to bring carbon either. Because he could have said, I did it and I was mazed and gotten out of the carbon. So when he says I didn't do it at all, he doesn't have to bring carbon either. So frek tosfos, how could he say mazed ha'yisi? Whatever happened to another mazed ma'asma rasha? If he would have said mazed ha'yisi, then he'd be saying, We believe him, Mezra Yisi, that he wouldn't have to bring karban. That's Mesmatzma Rasha. So says Tosfos, answers Tosfos by Metziah of Gimel and Beis, that he's believed because when he's saying Mezra Yisi, he's not trying to be Mashiach himself. He's not trying to implicate himself. He's trying to do tshuva. And he's trying to do the right thing. You guys are telling me to bring a karban. You know there's an isser of bringing chulun la'azara. If I'm not chayiv to bring karban, it could be a very bad thing for me to bring a karban. Believe me, I did it b'mezid. I was a bad guy. I did something wrong. But don't make me do another aveira now by bringing chulun la'azara. That's what Tosfos answers. That's why it's not an issue of Einad de Mesa Matzma Rasha. That's Tosfos in Bab Metzia. But Tosfos Meseches Yevamos and Daf Chafei Amid Beis has a different teretz. Again, the Kash for Tosfos side is whatever happened to Einad. How could you have a Havamina that the guy could say Mezer Yisi, whatever happened to Einad de Mesa Matzma Rasha? So Tosfos says that Ein lanu lachofo lahavi chulin ba'azara lefi dvarav. We simply can't force him to bring chulin into the azara based on what he's telling us. What does that mean? So what Tosfos means to say is as follows. When it comes to a karban, there's no such thing as a psul karav. What do we say? When do you normally bring karban? How do we know that you did the avera normally when you bring karban? Because you say you did it. There's no psul karov. That's the way karbanos work. You do an avera, no one saw it. You tell people, look, I did this avera, I need to bring karban. Fine, go buy an animal, bring it. There's, by definition, there's no psul of karov. So, the klal of Einad Mesem Atzma Rasha is only when there is a psul of karov. But when there's no psul of karov, we're not going to say Einad Mesem Atzma Rasha. So when the guy says Mezra Yisi, we're not going to say Einad the Mesem Atzma Rasha. He's dealing in the world of Karbanos. When you're dealing in the world of Karbanos, you can be Mesem Atzma Rasha. We'll allow you to be Mesem Atzma Rasha. That's what Tosfos Yevamos understands. Notice the nuance of difference between the two Tosfos. Tosfos in Bab Metzia says that the reason you're believed to say Mezra Yisi is because you're not being Mesem Atzma Rasha. Adrabi, you're doing tshuva, you're being a tzaddik now. I don't want to bring chulun la'azara. Tosfos in Yevamos says, you are being Mesem Atzma Rasha, but you're allowed to. Why? Because there's no psul karov. There's no psul karov by karbanos. So you're allowed to be Mesem Atzma Rasha. So what does Tosfos in Yevamos understand is the yisod of Einad Mesem Atzma Rasha? What's it based on? Which side of the chakira? It's in kurva. And that's why when there's no psul karov, go and be Mesem Atzma Rasha. You're allowed to. That's fine. But Tosfos and Bab Metzia must hold. Why doesn't Tosfos and Bab Metzia give that same answer? Tosfos and Bab Metzia must hold that it's not a din in psul kurva, that it's separate din that you're not allowed to be Mesem Atzma Rasha. So Tosfos and Bab Metzia has to come up with a way where when you say Mezra, you see, you're actually not being Mesem Atzma Rasha. You're actually doing this great tshuva. So you're not being Mesem Atzma Rasha. I was always bothered. Rav Shechter likes to tell a story that there was a Supreme Court justice that went to visit the JTS, the Jewish Theological Seminary of the Conservative Movement, and one of the rabbinic scholars there gave a shiur on Einad Mesem Atzma Rasha and tried to show how whenever you admit to doing something, since you're doing tshuva, so it's not included in Einad Mesem Atzma Rasha. But that's not part of the end of the Mesem Atzma Rasha because Adrav, you're not making yourself a Rasha, you're doing tshuva, you're being tzaddik. That was the topic of the shir. That's what the yisod of the shir was. And the Rosh Hashanah said that the next day, Salvechik read about that shir in one of the Yiddish newspapers or something. And he came into shir and he said, ridiculous! That would destroy the whole concept of the end of the Mesem Atzma Rasha. That's not true! There's no din of tshuva. What do you mean, tshuva? There's no tshuva in Bezen Shalmata. What is it talking about? The only tshuva you have in Beis Shemata is to become Kashal Eidos. There's no such concept that... So I don't know. Isn't that what Tosfos is saying? That when you're saying Mezra, you see, it's because you're trying to do tshuva. It's because so therefore you're not being Mezra Matzah Rasha. Mezra, you see, means I did an Avera. But you're saying that you did an Avera so that you won't do another Avera, which is tshuva. I don't know. I'm not really sure what the details of the story was. But I must be missing a point of something. Yeah.
I don't know if it's necessarily tshuva.
Right. Right. It could be that, yeah, I don't feel bad about it. You know, whether you believe me that I feel bad about the fact that I did amazed and, you know, I'm doing tshuva or not is irrelevant. Just don't make me do another Avera. So, right, you're right. It's not exactly tshuva that Tosas is saying. That's true. That's true. Okay, so that's Rav Elchanan's Chakira. So now you know the two famous things about Plagim Dibur and Nedar Dibes Mas Marasha. Number one, yesterday's din of Plagim Dibur versus Plagim Nemanus. Number two, today's Rav Elchanan about Nedar Dibes Mas Marasha. Is it a din of Karov or is it a din of Psul in general? Beautiful Rav Elchanan. Now I want to take a look at a different issue. If you look at the Gemara over here, so the Gemara goes on to say, tell a story. Hahu Tavcha, the Gemara of Chafei Meralf, there was a butcher. That it was found that he was selling trefos. So pasle Rav Nachman va'avre. Rav Nachman pasled him and fired him. He wasn't allowed to be the town shochet anymore. The rabbi is allowed to fire a shochet? What do you mean? Take away the hashkacha. What do you mean fire the shochet? So it used to be that the way the shochet would be an appointed position for the community. It was a salaried appointment. So the chief rabbi was in charge of, you know, that of firing him when he did something wrong. That was an appointed position. That's what Rabbi Ganak said to Shem Rav Soloveitchik, that the Ramah at the beginning of Yerodea in Siman Aleph in Hilchos Shechita talks about whether a woman is allowed to be a shochet. So why wouldn't a woman be allowed to be a shochet? What would be the problem of a woman being a shochet? What would be the iser? So he said maybe the nekuda is that it's a din of minoy. That it's a din of, it used to be a shochet, it wasn't just someone who happened to shecht. It was an appointed position in the community. So if it was an appointed, it was like the assistant rabbi. It was the rav of the community, and then the shochet was the only other guy who knew how to learn in the community, usually. You know, if the rabbi didn't, he wasn't around, so they would ask the shochet. He was the other guy that knew some halachas. So so the shochet was an appointed position. So as the din of minoy, maybe, women are not allowed to be appointed to positions of srara, to minoy of srara, which we'll get to maybe some of those sugyas this year about the what women are and are not allowed to do in a communal context. But anyway, Rav Nachman pasled him and fired him. So what did the guy do? Azol, Rabbi Mazye, Vitufre, he grew his hair and his fingernails. So Rav Nachman Lachshuri, Rav Nachman says, wow, the guy is growing long hair and long fingernails. He must feel really bad. So that's his, he must be doing tshuva. He's not just letting himself go. He feels really bad. That's how he's doing tshuva. So Rav Nachman says, maybe we should make him kashal le'edus again. Amrle Rava Dilmi Yarume Kamarin. So Rava says, maybe you know, this guy fooled you. Maybe he's just tricking you. He's growing his long hair, long fingernails, so you could think he feels bad. He doesn't really feel bad, and he just wants his job back. He just wants you to kasher him again. Elamaita Kante, so is there any way that the guy is ever going to be kasher again? He says, yeah, Kidravidi Baravin, Dam Ravidi Baravin, a chasher al trefos, ain lo takana an chi yelich lamakum shein makirin or so. If someone is chashed to sell trefus, so he's only going to be kashal edus again if he goes to a place where they don't recognize him, and he returns an expensive aveda, or he throws out a very expensive trefa and is willing to take the financial hit on it. He's willing to lose the money on it, and that way it will prove that he did tshuva. Good. That is the Gemara. Now, the Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, I didn't include it on the Mar Mekamos. Sorry about that. Rambam in Hilchos Eidos, Perek Yud Beis Halacha Tes, says the Rambam. Meimasai Chazaras. Here it is. He's talking about doing tshuva for people who are apostle. V'chein tabach shayabodik la'atzmo mocher, a guy who used to check his own animals and would sell them. V'yotzes trefa mitachas yado, and he turns out he sold trefas. Now here's where the Rambam starts adding in his own details. Shaharei hu bichlal ochle trefa. He is a guy who is considered to eat trefas. Shein psulin la'edus. It's pasul la'edus. Hareza pasul la'edus at shiur mimaisav shenichem al ra'aso. So he'll remain pasul until we see by the way he behaves that he feels badly about how he behaved. V'yil b'shchorim, v'yichas ha'shchorim, he should dress in black. V'yil l'chumachim shein makirin also, go somewhere they don't recognize him. V'yachzer aved mamun chashuv. and lose a lot of money, return an aveda that costs a lot of money, yosti trefim tachas yada b'davar chashuv. But those words of the Rambam, what's the Rambam saying? A guy is sold trefis. What's the pashup shot in the Gemara? The guy sold trefis, and therefore, why is he pasul eidus? Why is he pasul eidus? For the avera of selling trefis, what avera is that? Livniver. Is that the pashup shot of the Gemara? And I didn't think that was the pashup shot. How does he do his tshuva? Is there money? How does that fix livniver? You're right. It's not lifnei iver. What was the psul? For money, he'll do anything. Meaning, it's not that he violates lifnei iver. It's that he's willing to sell treifas because for money, he doesn't care about halacha. And we just need to... And he can't be an aid that way because then you could easily be bought. A Rasha de Hamas, someone who's a Rasha on monetary matters, by definition is going to be a problem. Right, Rosh Hashanah is going to be pasul eidus, no matter what avera it is. So pashup shot in the Gemara, it's because of chamas. It has everything to do with the fact that that the guy's not honest in his business dealings, in his money dealings. What does the Rambam say, though? The Rambam says, no, you know what his problem is? Harei hu bichlal ochlei treifa. He eats treifas. What's he talking about? Who says he ate treifas? That's a problem with the Rambam. So the Kesef Mishnah on the spot. Kesef Mishnah on the spot. Umasha Kesef V'chena Tabach. Sham Daf Chaf Hei. Yahu Tabach Dishtakach Dinafik Trefa Mitosa Yadei. Pasir V'nachon V'avrei. Ozol V'rabi Mazi V'tufrei. Vasikna hasam sheinu kasher hachil b'shchorim v'chulei v'yachs v'veda v'chulei inami yosi trefi b'dav v'chashuv. Mine tells the whole story of the Gemara. V'sover Rabbeinu daha uvda b'shochet ubodek la'atzmo u'mocher la'acherim mayri. The story is talking about a guy who shechts and sells to others u'mishum hachi lo hachshiru hachil b'shchorim. And the reason why he needs to wear black in order for us to make him kosher is the kivan davi milsa de mamun matzmechinon bay hani milin lachshure l'ksheiz barlon shechazer b'michem das mama. Right, he has to show that he's not that he doesn't steal money anymore. That's the pashup pshat. Avala shochet acherim. But let's say I'm not shechting my animals and selling them to other people. What if you have the case of the Rambam is not the case of the Gemara. What if what I'm doing is, I'm a shochet. You come to me with your animal, I shecht it for you. Right? Your animal happens to have a hole in its lung. Who's responsible for that? Do I have to pay you for that? No. Do you still have to pay me for my services of shechting your animal? Yes. Do I gain anything by giving you back your treifas and telling you, it's fine, don't worry about it? I gain nothing. You're going to pay me anyway. It's not my animal. I gain nothing. Says the Rambam, Kivan de lav midi de mamonhu, the Kesmish understands, since it's not a monetary issue, when you do tshuva, you become kosher. But you do need to do tshuva. Why? Why are you puzzled? What did you do? It wasn't, you didn't eat treifa, so you didn't do an avera for which you're chayiv malkus. Well, let's go over the rules again. What makes you pasul eidus? An avera either that you chayv malchus for, or any avera that involves monetary dishonesty, right? In this case, a guy brings you his animals. Your job is just a shechti. You get paid for your services, you give it back to him. You're supposed to check, see if it's treifas also. And you check, you see that it is treifa, and you tell him he could have it anyway. You lie, you tell him, don't worry, it's not a treifa. Are you making a penny off of that lie? No. Are you chayv malchus? Did you do any avera for which you chayv malchus? No. Where's the psul? Why are you postulates in the first place? That's the major kasha on this Rambam. So Kesef Mishnah says, no, any ideas? Why would you be postulates? So the Rambam tells you why. He says, sharehu bichlal ochle treifa. The question is, what does the Rambam mean by that? We don't know that you ever ate a treifa. We just see that you give people back their treifas and let them eat it. How does that put you b'chlal ochle treifa? Yeah?
Because if you don't care if they eat it, then you're not getting anything. So
good. So the Kesef Mishnah has that svara, which I think you could argue with, which is that if I'm letting other people eat treifa, I'll let myself eat treifa. I obviously don't care about the issur of treifa. Right. Right. Now the reason you could argue with that svara is there's some people that don't mind when other people do averos, they just don't want to do it themselves.
But what is the reason to just sell them it's straight?
Keep my customers happy. Right? Keep the customers happy. Logically, the customer knows it's not my fault if it's a treifa, because the animal has a lung. It was obviously the way he raised it, or just a freak accident or whatever. He knows it's not my fault, logically. But, you know, shinoi shochet, shinoi mazel, maybe he'll go to someone else. Maybe he'll get a different mazel. It's just always better for people to walk out of my store with a smile on their face. But I'm not going to do an aveira. I'm not going to eat treifas. Well, let him eat treifas. That's okay. Or maybe you could argue even. That's what the Kesef Mishnah says. The Kesef Mishnah says, like you, that if he's giving treifas for other people to eat, then of course he would eat it too. You could also argue that maybe we're not choshed that the guy's a Rasha. We're choshed that he eats treifas because he doesn't really know Hilchas treifas, and he's pretending to know. He's giving it to the guy saying it's kosher, thinking that it's actually kosher, not thinking it's actually kosher, not knowing whether it's kosher or treif. He obviously is not familiar enough with the laws of treifas. And if he's not familiar enough with the laws of treifas when he checks for other people, he's not familiar enough with the laws of treifas when he checks for himself either. So he's bechlal ochle treifas. Problem with that is that then it would be b'shogeg. Right? It wouldn't really be b'mezid, so that probably wouldn't pass them the edus. So there is a third possibility. But yeah?
Maybe it makes him, in a sense, a liar, saying he's saying it's okay when it's not. So he should be pasul the edus because
they say another psul eidos. Forget about money. Forget about psul. You know, very sheish b'malkus. What if a person was known to lie? So is it, that's got to be psul, right? That's got to be a reason not to have him serve as an aid. A person is a known liar. So maybe that's what it is. The guy is a known liar. The problem is that doesn't fit the lashon. That would fit the halacha. The lashon the Rambam is hareyu bichlal ochle treifa. What does that have to do with lying? Is there a rei b'chal ochle treifa?
Does he, in the second you see, does he know that he doesn't know the laws, or he thinks he knows the laws? If he knows that he doesn't know the laws, then it is b'mezid.
You know, where exactly you draw the line between shogeg and b'mezid is not 100% clear. Mm-hmm. People can convince themselves of a lot of things, you know. I've seen people paskin hilchas nida shilas on their own after they've asked two or three shilas and said, yeah, I have a basic idea, but like they have no clue, you know, but they've convinced themselves in their own minds that they have a basic idea of what, you know, so like it's not so pasha where to draw the line. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I don't know if this is a true thing. I've heard there's like a concept, let's say a rav tells someone something is mutter to do, it's usher, and the person does the act, but the person himself doesn't get the avera, but the rav made a mistake, gets the
other. Right, it's on his head.
True thing.
Yeah.
So could that be the same thing here? That they're only eating it because he's the one that's telling them that it's kosher. So it says if he's doing it.
Oh, okay, good. So this leads us right into the discussion that I want to get into, and tomorrow she will be on the topic, lifnei iver. When I cause someone else to do an avera, there's a fundamental chakira in the achronim. If I cause somebody else to do an avera, I did a violation called lifnei iver l'sitein michshal, right? When a person violates lifnei iver l'sitein michshal, is it that by me causing him to do an avera of eating treifas, let's say, he ate treifas and I did lifnei iver, those are two separate isurim. He did one avera, I did a different avera. He did treifa, I did lifnei iver. Or maybe no. Maybe the avera of lifnei iver is that I participate in his avera. That when I cause him to eat treifas, my lifnei iver is not a separate iser. It's a din in eating treifa. That it says, if I eat treifa, I'm bichlal ochle treifa. Because I have a chelek in his avera. Which would mean that lifnei iver is not a separate independent iser. Lifnei iver is a detail within each and every iser in the Torah. that part of the Isser to eat Chazer is don't cause other people to eat Chazer. Part of the Isser to be Mechal Shabbos is don't cause other people to be Mechal Shabbos. It's a detail within each of the Isserim in the Torah. So tomorrow what I want to go through is that Chakir. So that would be another way to explain the Ram. That's what Ross is saying, that when I cause him to eat Treifa, I am Bechal Ochle Treifa. Because causing him to do it makes me like an Ochel Treifa. You don't get Malkus for it, though. But it's a little different than Ochel Treifa. I want to go through that Chakira, Rav Asher Weiss, without identifying them all as Nafkaminas. I think when you go through his piece in Minchas Asher, you will find 8 Nafkaminas in this Chakira, whether what Lifneiver is, and try to arrive at some sort of reasonable conclusion. So Be'ez Hashem, that will be tomorrow's Shiur.